the organ. There, he was shown the new Christmas song and liked it so much he took it home and introduced it to his colleagues. Eventually, it became so famous that a musician of the Berlin Court Orchestra started a search for the composer. Thereupon, the aging Franz Gruber carefully wrote down the authentic cause of the composition of the Stille Nacht, Heilige Nacht. With his letter dated December 30th, 1854, he enclosed the song in its original version. As sung right here, right now, this is actually the composition as it must have been heard at that first performance at Oberndorf. It has a completely different musical effect than from the over-sentimentality with which this song is usually performed. Some of the most beautiful music that has ever been written by anyone anywhere to celebrate any occasion, the music that Germany has contributed to this feast of all feasts, the birth of Jesus. Now let's move to Poland, and this is a very special part of our program, and always has been, because I know that in our listening area there are many who have roots in that country. And for them, the sounds of the pastoralki, kolędy, mean a lot. I am indebted to one of our listeners, Jay Ebel, for bringing this album to me. My collection of Polish Christmas carols is rather limited, but with the assistance of you, sometimes to fill in some blank spots, we can come up with some rather interesting things. When the sun sets after the shortest day of the year and the longest night is approaching, the noise of everyday life quiets down and people hurry home to dress their Christmas trees as they have been doing in Poland for centuries. This festivity has its tradition and its history and is always accompanied by singing Christmas carols, of which the nation has an extremely rich collection. The simple words and melodies, a few remembered lines or a tune sung at home will bring back memories of long past days. And during the silent night, then the Christmas tree is already decorated, the words of best wishes, season's greetings are mixed with the melodies of the carols, full of true poetry. Polish carols are full of color, feeling, humor, and they reflect the national custom character. The thoughts of all Poles, both at home and abroad, are together on that night. And whether you and I can understand all the words is not important. It is the feel of the music that is.
Pójdźmy wszyscy do stajenki, do Jezusa i panienki. Powitajmy maleńkiego i Maryję, matkę jego. Powitajmy maleńkiego i Maryję, matkę jego. Od narodów upragniony, od prorogów ogłoszony, od narodów upragniony.
spaghetti.
O szczęśliwi pastuszkowie, tuż radość waszą wypowie, czego ojcowie żądali, byście pierwsi oglądali. Czego ojcowie żądali, byście pierwsi oglądali.
Music, starting for the pielęgnuje. Chrystus się rodzi nas.
Puszczę kozę snu, śpiewajcie aniołowie, pasterze grajcie znów, kłaniajcie się królowie, puszczę kozę snu.
And so we have touched on the Vigilia, or the Vigil of the Nativity, perhaps the outstanding feature of a Polish Christmas. I know there are many of you who would like to hear more Polish songs, but we have many more countries to visit, briefly at best, in this time allotted to us. But for the people who live in Poland, and for those who have left the old country and come to America and to other lands, the traditions of Christmas time are very real and very strong, and are passed down from one generation to another. Poland living in rather hard times days, I suspect, but I also believe that a country that's lasted for a couple of thousand years easily will not lose its old strength and its old religious tradition. For those of you who may have just joined us, my name is Mal Bellairs, and every year at this time I do an annual Christmas program. It is our Christmas card for all of you. It's being aired today on a station that I came to be a part of in 1969. So this is the, ninth year that I have done the program here. I started it on WBBM in 1955, just a sort of an accident. It was on this very day I checked up on the history, and I did my first program on December the 18th, 1955, a program that has just grown, the beautiful music Christmas. This program runs itself. I have very little to do with it. But for the record, this is WIVS in Crystal Lake, and we're also pleased that WDGC in Downers Grove is also airing program, and I hope it's coming in loud and clear in your house as you are doing the things that are right for the Sunday before Christmas, the tree, the gifts, the traditional things that are part of your lifetime. Now, let's go to Greece. Christmas in Greece is a festive time in every town and village. As the Christmas day approaches, Greek mothers busy themselves preparing Christmas breads and other delicacies, each child good as gold in anticipation of the holiday treat. Christmas Eve is spent in going from house to house, singing the ancient well-loved carols. Men, women, and children gather outside the doors and windows of friends, neighbors, and strangers for the Christmas serenading. And if the carolers sing well, it is customary to reward them with gift dried figs, dates, walnuts, and cookies. We have selected two Greek songs of Christmas.
Thank you.
there is a little visit to Greece. And now, let's make one more stop, and then we'll move over to England. This stop is in Czechoslovakia, and this is, I believe, the first year that I have included a couple of songs from this land, because I received a call last year saying, why did you ignore us? And so, each year, I make a few changes in the program, I add a few things, then of necessity, I have to delete a few, and that is the hard part. There is enough gorgeous music Christmas play for 24 hours without stop. Maybe I'll have to do that some year, too. I really do enjoy putting all this together for you. Well, now, we're in Czechoslovakia. So now, let's leave Czechoslovakia, and let's move to England. Oh, this is, I suppose we all think of Charles Dickens and Old Scrooge. So many of the songs that are familiar to those of us with fairly blonde hair have roots over in that general part of the world. But I think you will all enjoy it, whether or not you come from that neighborhood. It was in England that the idea of a merry Christmas took firmest root, and where could it be merrier than at the inn, the happiest of all holiday centers, gayer and livelier at Christmas than at any other time of the year. Guests must come in time to watch the bringing in of the Yule log, which is at the very heart of the celebration. Later, the inn resounds with harp and carol singing, and the boar's head, roast peacock, and plum pudding are brought in. Candles in the windows sparkle out their signals of welcome to the carolers outside. The carolers, who carrying bowls of spiced ale, travel from house to house, toasting the mast. The word wassail derives from the old English wassail, meaning good luck.
Wassail, wassail all over the town. The cup it is white and the ale it is brown. The cup it is made of the good ashen tree, and so is the malt of the finest barley. Oh, master and missus, are you all within? Pray open the door and let us come in. Oh, master and missus, do sit by the fire. Pray think of the travelers who walk through the mire.
desire. A good loaf and cheese and a toast by the fire. There was an old man and he had an old cow. And how for to keep her he didn't know how. He built up a barn for to keep his cow warm. And a drop of good cider will do us no harm. The good dog of Langport, he burned his long tail. And this is the night we go singing wassail. Old master and missus, now we must be gone. Bless all in this house till we come again. Bless all in this house till we come again.
God rest ye merry, gentlemen, can be sung to either of two tunes. It is attributed to various poets around 1600. It's an English favorite.
God rest you merry, gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day to save poor souls from Satan's power which had long gone astray. And it's tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy, and it's tidings of comfort and
another of the old English carols was written in about 1739 by Charles Wesley, brother of the founder of the Methodist Church, called Hark the Herald Angels Sing. The music was written in 1840 by Felix Mendelssohn. 15 years later, the words and music were joined by a Dr. W. H. Cummings, the organist of Waltham Abbey in England, and presented for the first time on this day.
Hark!
Westminster Abbey, the great church where kings and queens are crowned, and the shrine where so many of the most famous men in the world are commemorated, has always stood at the center of English national life. Throughout the centuries, the music of the Abbey has gained a worldwide reputation. Many of the Western world's finest musicians have been associated with the Abbey, including Orlando Gibbons, organist from 1623 to 25, and the greatest of all English composers, Henry Purcell, who was organist from 1679 until his death in 1695. There have been choirs singing at Westminster Abbey ever since the first monastery was founded there in Saxon time. I believe there is something special about carols sung by a famous choir in a great church, and something extra special about them when that church is Westminster Abbey. I mentioned a while ago that some songs, the melody lines anyway, are used over and over and over again. This one from Shakespeare's time, certainly. One of the oldest English carols, traditional in both words and music, is traceable for more than 500 years. And isn't it interesting that England, an island, has depended on its ships for so long, would be very interested in the wise men and the ship they came on. Yes, it pictures the sailing of three ships bearing Mary and the Christ child to Bethlehem on Christmas Day. And all the bells on earth did ring. Thank you.
of anything. In that hall there stands a bed, the bells of paradise, I hear them ring. It's covered all over with scarlet so red, and I love my Lord Jesus above anything. At the bedside there lies a stone, the bells of paradise, I hear them ring. The sweet Virgin Mary knelt upon, and I love my Lord Jesus above anything. There grows a thorn, the bells of paradise, I hear them ring. Whichever blows blossom since he was born, and I love my Lord Jesus above anything. Over that bed the moon shines bright, the bells of paradise, I hear them ring, denoting our Savior was born this night, and I love my Lord Jesus above anything.
I'm going to drop back in time just a little bit for one of the most famous of the old carols. This is the Boar's Head Carol. It was an ancient pagan rite that became a part of the Christmas season. This 16th century carol, still sung in a yearly Boar's Head Festival at Oxford University, England, captures some of the flavor of the rude times when the Anglo-Saxon kings reigned. This year, I will not do the 12 Days of Christmas, since I'm sure that we are all very, very familiar with that. I believe, in the interest of some of the things we don't hear that much, I will skip the Partridge in a Pear Tree, with your kind permission. Well, and now we will move to the finale, and there is nothing that says finale as much as this. This jubilant passage from Handel's Messiah represents some of the greatest pages in music. Composed in 1741 by George Frederick Handel, a German who made England his second home, Messiah was first performed in Dublin. That's really moving it around, isn't it? In April the following year, and shortly thereafter in London. According to legend, King George II was so moved by the fervor of the Hallelujah Chorus at his first performance that he rose to his feet, thus forcing the rest of the audience to do likewise, a custom that has carried down to this day. This, if you can put one word on it, is jubilant. Thank you. That is really something, isn't it? Well, isn't it rather, in a way, poetic justice that that piece of music should be debuted in Dublin, Ireland? And having brought up the subject of Ireland, let's cross that little piece of sea to that little piece of the world, and let's do a little visiting in Ireland. Now high, now low, the Christmas bell is ringing out across the snow. Gaily carol the little Dublin singers. And like the Christmas bell of which they sing, their music is destined to spread the joyous Yuletide sounds far and wide. Whether they're singing in their own native Gaelic or in more familiar English, these gifted young Irish girls, ages 8-13, do capture the very essence of these timeless Christmas songs. Several songs from Ireland, and now let's move across the sea again, and this time to Wales. And I doubt if there is a country that has a finer tradition for singing. There has never been a Welshman who couldn't carry a tune. I don't think he would ever have been allowed to stay in Wales. There is just something about the Welsh characteristic, especially on the masculine side. Those great, booming Welsh voices that boomed up out of the coal mines and out of the rather desolate life that they had to live. And here is a song that is in the Welsh tradition. The only song that I can find that is definitely linked to the land of my roots, on my father's side, Scotland, is this next one, a beautiful little lullaby. Of course, in Scotland, the people sang the songs of the Church of England, and so all of the songs of England were quite properly Scottish, too. But this one, I'm proud to say, has a good Scottish lilt to it called Balu Lamy. And so now let's move away from England, Ireland, Scotland, and Wales, and let's move to Sweden. I should think that this would be a beautiful country to live in, especially at Christmas time when it's cold and snowy. Don't you get the picture? The clock strikes midnight. The people of Sweden begin to wend their way to church, to the service described as Ottesang, Matins, or Hulotta. Through snowy, silent stands of pine and spruce, with torches that are dry, tarred pieces of wood, they join each other in a long procession as their sleighs carry them along, and shouts of Good Yule fill the cold, crisp air. At the church, they toss their torches into a large pile, making a sea of light. Inside there are Christmas songs and prayers, a sermon and the Lord's Supper. Then the light of dawn appears, and their voices swell as they sing, O Day Full of Grace, expressing their joy over the coming of the light of God to earth. The Christmas songs of Sweden are very happy songs.
Grand sol, 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 grand
It's not very far to cross the border and get into Denmark and take a look at these people and how they live and the kind of music they enjoy. Here's a song from Denmark, Home for Christmas. And as they draw nearer, memories flood the heart. As they approach the house, they will see straw Christmas crosses, which are always bound and placed on doors and windows. There will be the glad reunion in the kitchen, the room which is the heart of the home, with its gleaming pots and pans and its red curtains at the window. There will be the joy of feeding Jule Nissen, the Danish Christmas elf, who keeps the household running smoothly all year, but who eats only on Christmas Eve. And then at last, there will be the moment of expectant wonder when the parlor doors are unlocked and the tree is revealed in its sparkling beauty. Oh, wondrous night. This is one of the happy songs from Denmark about how crowded it is on the streets. I suppose their shopping habits are much the same as ours, getting ready for Christmas.
Midt på gaden sælges træer og frugt. Se butikken, hvor den stråler smukt. Hvor kan man få en tusindvis? Tænk dig bare under indkøbspris. Pris, 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 pris. Tænk dig bare under indkøbspris. Pris, 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 pris. Tænk dig bare under indkøbspris. Pyntet smukt er en usynlig hånd. Står nu træet der med lys og bånd. Døren åbnes, og man strømmer ind. auf Fried gewandt. Großes Teil in Erte bereit. Morgen zählt er zu die Bilsipfer. Schicken Fuß für sieben Schörermann. Denke Hunden sind vor Doppelschuh. Der Zahn aus dem Biele D.R.U.
And now suppose we leave the land up here in the north, snow and skiing and Yule songs, and head south across Europe to Italy. Christmas in Italy revolves entirely around religion. Virtually every residence has its own distinctive Precipio, a miniature reconstruction of Jesus in the manger, constructed lovingly and carefully by children of the household. St. Francis started his whole traditions many years back. Generally, the Precipio sits on a table in the corner of the living room, and no two are quite alike. On Christmas Eve at midnight, the churches open with their bells pealing through the clear December air. Entire families throng the streets to attend this most special mass. And then early the following afternoon comes the big pranzo, the most lavish meal of Christmas Day, although enjoyed at lunchtime, with succulent capponi, ravioli, and lasagna. The repast is the much-awaited delicacy capitone marinato, the marinated eel, served with plenty of good vino. By the time the clincher is served, the panettone, a large cake with raisins, along with a torrone, everyone at the table is, as they say, ready for a little rest. Italian children do not receive their toys and presents till January the 6th, the date being based on the ancient legend that on the sixth day of the new year, the three kings carrying gift arrive to adore the child Jesus. Santa is unknown in Italy. Instead, the Italians are proud of old Befana, an old witch-like woman who is said to swiftly travel about on a broom. She enters homes via the chimney, however, and is quick to leave only a small sack of ashes and coal to girls and boys whose behavior has not been too good during the year. Let's look at a couple of beautiful Italian songs.
Tu scendi dalle stelle, o re del cielo, e vieni in una grotta al pre del cielo.
E vieni in una grotta al pre del cielo.
O bambino mio divino, io ti vedo qui tremar.
O bambino mio divino, io ti vedo qui tremar.
O Dio beato, hai quanto ti costò l'avermi amato. One cold and blessed winter in ancient Bethlehem, a child was born to save us. Sing alleluia, amen.
O bambino mio divino, io ti vedo qui tremar. O
ancient Bethlehem, a child was born to save us. Sing alleluia, amen.
One cold and blessed winter,
sing alleluia.
As Christmas approaches, bagpipers from the hills come down into Naples and play carols like this one in the streets. The carol performed here tells of the miraculous signs that led shepherds and kings to the holy birth. This is the Carol of the Bagpipers.
When Jesus Christ died, musica. Cos'è? È una vecchia canzone che i pastori usano cantare sui monti alla vigilia di Natale,
quando le prime stelle appaiono nel cielo.
Ed anche le piccole chiese, nascoste tra i faggi di cipressi, tutte si illuminano e l'organo suona.
Come noi recitano la novena al bambino Gesù.
Siccome un poverello sei nato in una stalla tra il bove e l'asinello, divi il Redentor, ma vennero d'Oriente i magi e i pastori, e ognuno i suoi tesori più cari ti donò.
Mentre il piccolo pifferaio suona lungo le strade la sua pipa,
e la gente incontrandosi si saluta con tono festoso: buon Natale!
Buon Natale!
Buon Natale!
Din don don! Din don don! Suona, suona campana e Natale! Din don don! Din don don! Oggi è nato il bambino Gesù!
Buon Natale!
So help me, every year I look forward to that little tiny voice saying Buon Natale. And we say it to you on this Sunday, the Sunday before Christmas. In case this is the first year you have found us, this is my 23rd year of putting this program together, basically in the same structure. People sometimes ask me, do you change the program every year? And I say, no, you don't change Christmas. You maybe add a new song that you've just found, you do a little more research. And I've been doing research on Christmas music for about 25 years, believe it or not. It's all gone very quickly and very simply and smoothly, and I never really set out as a project to, quote, study the music of Christmas. It just happened to me. And I enjoyed it so much, and evidently a lot of you do too. I have in my collection some of the nicest letters and feelings. In fact, I enjoy getting a card from you if you've heard it. There's no charge for this whole thing. It's just all of our sponsors getting together and saying Merry Christmas. It's our way of sending you a special greeting that we can do through the medium of radio, I think better than any other form of communication. And if you have the time to sit and direct one of your postcards, one of your Christmas cards our way, we'd love to get it. You would send it to, make it easy on yourself, WIVS in Crystal Lake, Illinois. 145 Virginia Street is the address. The zip, if you want to be technical, is 60014. This is WIVS in Crystal Lake, Illinois, and also WDGC in Downers Grove. And I think we've not stopped in Spain for a moment. Well, the Spanish are traditionally happy people, the music of the castanets, the music of dancing, and with the good Spanish blood and being so close to Italy and all, and the music of the season, it all fits in, I think, rather well. Here's one of the Spanish songs. Obviously, that is not the one I was looking for here. All right, here it is, from Spain.
Yeah.
Now, what do you say? Let's come home. Let's come across the Atlantic Ocean, and let's close in on America. We'll make one little stop first. We ought to stop down in the islands.
Mary had a baby born, the Virgin Mary had a baby born.
The Virgin Mary had a baby born, the Virgin Mary had a baby born. The Virgin Mary had a baby boy, and they say that his name was Jesus.
The Virgin Mary had a baby boy. The Virgin Mary had a baby boy. The Virgin Mary had a baby boy, and they say that his name was Jesus.
He come from the glory. He come from the glorious kingdom.
He come from the glory. He come from the glorious kingdom.
Oh yes, believer.
Oh. Believer.
He come from the glory. He come from the glorious kingdom.
The angels sang when the baby born. The angels sang when the baby born.
The angels sing when the baby born. The angels sing when the baby born. The angels sang when the baby born and proclaim him the Savior Jesus.
The angels sang when the baby born. The angels sang when the baby born. The angels sang when the baby born and proclaim him the Savior Jesus.
He come from the glory. He come from a glorious kingdom.
He come from the glory. He come from the glorious kingdom.
Oh, yes, believer.
Oh, yes, believer.
He come from the glory. He come from the glorious kingdom.
The wise men saw when the baby born.
The wise men saw when the baby born. The wise men saw where the baby born. Wise men went where the baby born and proclaim him the Savior Jesus.
The wise men saw when the baby born. The wise men saw when the baby born. The wise men went where the baby born and they say that his name was Jesus.
He come from the glory. He come from the glorious kingdom.
He come from the glory. He come from the glorious kingdom.
Oh, yes, believer.
Oh, yes, believer.
He come from the glory. He come from the glorious kingdom.
The Virgin Mary had a baby boy.
The Virgin Mary had a baby boy. And he come from the glory.
Shall we stop in Cuba for a fast moment and listen to one of their songs? Oh, yeah, Cuba.
Señor José.
Let's move up to Canada now. What would we expect to find in Canada? Well, you would find all of the Christmas carols familiar to the English culture, and you would find all of the Christmas carols familiar to the French culture, because there are definitely two in Canada, and getting to be more so all the time. I do believe, though, that one of the most interesting Christmas carols from Canada is one built around an old French missionary who came to the Huron Indians many, many years ago and wrote this carol in a transliteration of the language of his flock and set it to the tune of an old French Noel, pretty much the way Pope Gregory back in the year 500 said, "You can't change people overnight except from them," and split the difference. A classic example of negotiation, you might say. And now, what do you say we come home? We've gone all the way around us, practically. Oh, yes, I am skipping one from the Hawaiian Islands called Meli Kalikimaka that I have sometimes done. We inserted Cuba this year in the interest of fair play and equal time, I suppose you'd say. So let's spend some time with us now. That great, wonderful melting pot called America, where people came from, well, mostly the 1600s on. Mostly the 1400s on, 1492, began to bring their own cultures, began to bring their own music. Let's begin with this. Joy to the World. What could be more fitting for us at this time? This song was arranged by Lowell Mason in 1830 from Handel's Antioch from the Messiah. Back to the Messiah we've gone, you see, to borrow a little music for ourselves. The words were written more than a century earlier in 1719 by Isaac Watts as part of the Psalms of David. Mason set them to Handel music and created one of the most exultant songs of the Christmas season.